in this bulletin. Victorian firefighters take life-saving action as an out-of-control blaze switched direction. Police patrol St Kilda foreshore as opposing race protesters gather. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios, a late addition to next week's Kooyong Classic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. About 40 firefighters had to take life-saving action as an out-of-control Victorian blaze switched direction due to a wind change. Three groups of firefighters from the CFA and Forest Fire Management were working on the eastern flank of the Rosedale Fire in Gippsland yesterday when a predicted wind change happened. Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says a review will be carried out into the incident.
We take these matters very seriously, as do the fire agencies themselves. And as you'd imagine, as there should be, there will be a review in relation to this particular matter. And Emergency Management Victoria will lead an investigation.
Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says this event is a reminder that firefighting is extremely dangerous. She says this fire season in Victoria will be challenging.
We've got a long, hot summer. We know places like Rosedale are very dry. They're in a drought period. So we know we've got to continue to heed our messages. We've got to continue to plan. And if you haven't got a fire plan, I encourage each and every one of people in areas of risk to develop that fire plan as soon as possible.
People are being warned to protect themselves from smoke from a bushfire still burning in Tasmania's southwest. The Tasmania Fire Service says the Gell River fire west of Hobart has burned through about 17,000 hectares of bush, but no longer poses an immediate risk to properties. About 30 personnel and 6 aircraft are fighting the blaze. Scores of police are patrolling St Kilda as opposing race protesters gather at the Melbourne beach. Officers from the Riot Dog and Transit branches are on hand, searching for weapons among the crowd. Police have been in attendance for hours in the lead-up to a rally of far-right extremists who say they want to meet to discuss Melbourne's youth crime problem. A counter-anti-racism rally is also underway on the foreshore. A teenage boy charged with the stabbing murder of a Church of Scientology member at the organisation's Australasian headquarters has had his matter heard in a Sydney court. The 16-year-old, who cannot be named for legal reasons, did not apply for bail at Parramatta Children's Court. He was charged earlier in the day with the murder of a 24-year-old Taiwanese national. US President Donald Trump and senior Democrats have failed to strike a deal in talks to end a partial government shutdown. Mr. Trump's request for $5 billion to fund a wall on the Mexican border remains the sticking point. After Democratic congressional leaders rejected a deal, the Republican president threatened to use emergency powers to build the wall without approval from Congress. Mr. Trump is withholding his support for a bill that would fully fund the government until he secures the money for the wall. Around 800,000 government workers are currently going without pay because the bill has not been signed off. Tallying centres have begun compiling results of last week's chaotic elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There have been considerable delays in getting local tallies ready for central counting. The United Nations Human Rights Office warned that the government's decision to cut internet access and block some media outlets after the elections could cause a violent backlash when results are announced. To sport now, tennis, and Nick Kyrgios is a late addition to next week's Kooyong Classic as he chases desperately needed match practice ahead of the Australian Open. A second-round casualty in Brisbane this week, Kyrgios joins countrymen Bernard Tomic and Grand Slam finalists Marin Cilic and Kevin Anderson in the three-day exhibition event starting in Melbourne on Tuesday. Kyrgios will also square off with Rafael Nadal in a Fast Four exhibition in Sydney on Monday night. Ash Barty faces the ultimate test of her Australian Open title credentials after copping a brutal draw for next week's Sydney International. Barty plays 2017 French Open champion Yelena Ostapenko for the right to take on world number one Simona Halep in a second-round blockbuster at Olympic Park. Central Coast marquee Ross McCormack has played his last game for the A-League side after signing a loan deal with English Championship side Birmingham. McCormack is currently home in Scotland, recovering from a knee injury. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, a top of 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, showers, a possible storm, 35. Wollongong, showers, a likely storm, 31. Sydney, an afternoon change, showers, a possible storm, 38. Newcastle, a possible storm, a late cool change, 38. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, showers, 32. And Darwin, a possible storm and 33 degrees. This is SBS News.